With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. 9 people have died in a fire at an assisted living facility in Fall River, Massachusetts. Firefighters were able to rescue many occupants, but several residents did not survive the flames and heavy smoke. U.S. and European leaders are meeting this week to discuss Russia's war against Ukraine. The talks come as President Trump calls out Russia's Vladimir Putin for relentless attacks on Ukrainian civilians.
NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte is set to meet with President Trump and other U.S. officials this week in Washington, while the U.S. envoy, Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, is visiting Kyiv. The president has teased what he calls a major announcement on Russia. Arriving from New Jersey at Joint Base Andrews on Sunday, President Trump expressed frustration with Russian leader Vladimir Putin.
I thought he was somebody that meant what he said, and he'll talk so beautifully and then he'll bomb people at night. We don't like that.
As Ukraine struggles to intercept overnight air assaults, President Trump says the U.S. will sell weaponry to NATO allies that they can then pass on to Ukraine. Jennifer King, Washington.
A wildfire has destroyed an historic lodge and dozens of other structures on the Grand Canyon's North Rim, forcing that area to be closed for the rest of the season. As the search for missing victims of the July 4th flooding in Texas continues, volunteers are helping move debris and clean up. Murray Van Gundy is with Kerrville Bible Church.
One of our members of our church, their house flooded up in Hunt, so we spent Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday cleaning their house out, and they were able to salvage the structure of it, ripped all the drywall out of the ceilings, out of the walls. They had 3 feet of mud throughout the whole house. It reached 10 feet in their house, but thankfully they got out safe.
At least 132 people were killed in the devastating floods. This is SRN News. An about-face from Baylor University.
The Texas school, which is the largest Baptist school in the world, has decided not to accept a grant of nearly $650,000 to promote, quote, LGBT inclusion and belonging in churches. Baylor President Linda Livingstone says the grant would not be consistent with the university's statement on human sexuality, which is what a slew of critics said when the school agreed to accept the grant 2 weeks ago, sparking a firestorm of controversy. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A church deacon who helped thwart a mass shooting at his Michigan church last month has received a reward. Richard Pryor used his pickup truck to ram the gunman who was threatening Cross Point Community Church in Wayne. That gave the church security staff time to fatally shoot the assailant. Pryor has been given a new Ford F-150 by the Jack Demmer Ford dealership to replace his vehicle, which had multiple gunshots. This is SRN News. 2 women were killed in a shooting at a Lexington, Kentucky church yesterday morning. The suspect had assaulted a state trooper and was also subsequently killed.
Kentucky State Police say after shooting the trooper, the suspect ended up at Richmond Road Baptist Church in southwest Lexington, where there were multiple injuries. Kentucky State Police said the suspect was killed. The trooper was shot in the late morning in Fayette County, where Lexington is located. The suspect then fled the scene, ending up at the Baptist church.
Correspondent Julie Walker says that the fatalities at the church were a 72-year-old woman and a 32-year-old woman. In Congress, the Senate has until Friday to approve President Trump's request to claw back more than $9 billion in already approved spending on public media and foreign aid. Senators must pass the rescissions package by Friday, or the spending stands. More details at srnnews.com.